This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the second book of Maccabees. Letters to the Jews in Egypt. Chapter 1. First letter, 124 BC. The Jews in Jerusalem and in the land of Judea send greetings to their brethren, the Jews in Egypt, and wish them true peace. May God bless you and remember his covenant with his faithful servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May he give to all of you a heart to worship him and to do his will readily and generously. May he open your heart to his law and his commandments and grant you peace. May he hear your prayers and be reconciled to you and never forsake you in time of adversity. Even now, we are praying for you here. In the reign of Demetrius, the year 169, we Jews wrote to you during the trouble and violence that overtook us in those years, after Jason and his followers had revolted against the Holy Land and the kingdom, setting fire to the gatehouse and shedding innocent blood. But we prayed to the Lord, and our prayer was heard. We offered sacrifices and fine flour. We lighted the lamps and set out the loaves of bread. We are now reminding you to celebrate the Feast of Booths in the month of Chislev, dated in the year 188. Festival Letter, 164 BC. The people of Jerusalem and Judea, the Senate and Judas, send greetings and good wishes to Aristobulus, counselor of King Ptolemy, and member of the family of the anointed priests, and to the Jews in Egypt. Since we have been saved by God from grave dangers, we give him great thanks for having fought on our side against the king. It was he who drove out those who fought against the holy city. When their leader arrived in Persia with his seemingly irresistible army, they were cut to pieces in the temple of the goddess Nanea, through a deceitful stratagem employed by Nanea's priests. On the pretext of marrying the goddess, Antiochus with his friends had come to the place to get its great treasures by way of dowry. When the priests of the Nanaeon had displayed the treasures, Antiochus, with a few attendants, came to the temple precincts. As soon as he entered the temple, the priests locked the doors. Then they opened a hidden trap door in the ceiling, hurled stones at the leader and his companions, and struck them down. They dismembered the bodies, cut off their heads, and tossed them to the people outside. Forever blessed be our God, who has thus punished the wicked. We shall be celebrating the purification of the temple on the 25th day of the month Chislev, so we thought it right to inform you that you too may celebrate the Feast of Booths and of the fire that appeared when Nehemiah, the rebuilder of the temple and the altar, offered sacrifices. When our fathers were being exiled to Persia, devout priests of the time took some of the fire from the altar and hid it secretly in the hollow of a dry cistern, making sure that the place would be unknown to anyone. Many years later, when it so pleased God, Nehemiah, commissioned by the king of Persia, sent the descendants of the priests who had hidden the fire to look for it. When they informed us that they could not find any fire, but only muddy water, he ordered them to scoop some out and bring it. After the material for the sacrifices had been prepared, Nehemiah ordered the priests to sprinkle with the water the wood and what lay on it. When this was done, and in time the sun, which had been clouded over, began to shine, a great fire blazed up, so that everyone marveled. While the sacrifice was being burned, the priests recited a prayer, and all present joined in with them, Jonathan leading and the rest responding with Nehemiah. The prayer was as follows: Lord, Lord God, Creator of all things, awesome and strong, just and merciful, the only King and Benefactor, who alone are gracious, just, almighty, and eternal, Israel's Savior from all evil, who chose our forefathers and sanctified them. Accept this sacrifice on behalf of all your people Israel, and guard and sanctify your heritage. Gather together our scattered people, free those who are the slaves of the Gentiles, look kindly on those who are despised and detested, and let the Gentiles know that you are our God. Punish those who tyrannize over us and arrogantly mistreat us. Plant your people in your holy place, as Moses promised. Then the priests began to sing hymns. After the sacrifice was burned, Nehemiah ordered the rest of the liquid to be poured upon large stones. As soon as this was done, a flame blazed up, but its light was lost in the brilliance cast from a light on the altar. When the event became known, and the king of the Persians was told that in the very place where the exiled priests had hidden the fire, a liquid was found with which Nehemiah and his people had burned the sacrifices, the king, after verifying the fact, fenced the place off and declared it sacred. To those on whom the king wished to bestow favors, he distributed the large revenues he received there. Nehemiah and his companions called the liquid Nephthah, meaning purification, but most people name it Naphthah.